Hello and welcome to the Tech Unplugged podcast. Today we are with our host Abhi Gupta from Oracle Revelo Service and Ariad Timmerman from Tech Unplugged. My name is Max Montilaro from Tech Unplugged as well. So welcome, Abhi. It's a pleasure to have you here today. Would you want to maybe introduce yourself to our listeners to explain what you do at Oracle, a bit of your background as well?
Sure. No, absolutely, Max and Arjun. Thanks for having me. As you mentioned, my name is Abhi Gupta. I run product management for Oracle Cloud Infrastructure Revelo Service. I actually came into Oracle as a part of the Revelo acquisition, and I had been with Revelo for quite a few years before we were acquired by Oracle. I'm one of the legacy Revelo people, if you will. At Oracle, essentially, I run the product management for Oracle Cloud Infrastructure Revelo Service, which is where we have been working on the next set of cool things that will help enterprises in terms of moving their VMware-based on-prem infrastructure to the cloud in a seamless and accelerated manner.
Okay, fantastic. So it's really great. I think, what was the acquisition, 2 years ago approximately?
That's right, exactly. It's been almost 2 years since we got acquired.
Yeah, and I have to say, and to be frank, there's always this kind of, VMware people tend to look at Oracle like a bit weirdly. And when Revelo was acquired by Oracle, there was a lot of, let's say, people in the community were like wondering what's going to happen, because Oracle Revelo has been historically very popular with the VMware people because of people using that for VMware lab use cases, for testing a lot of things and all. So it's really great to see that that Oracle did this acquisition, is really nurturing the product and the solution you have. So do you want maybe to explain us, besides what you were saying before, the lift and shift and the running VMware workloads in the cloud, do you want to explain us maybe a bit more what Revelo is doing these days? What are the main use cases you're seeing?
Yeah, no, absolutely. I'd love to. So you're absolutely right. When we were acquired 2 years back, there was a little bit of worry in the VMware community as to what will happen to Revelo. And I'm very happy to share that, roughly 2 years out, our platform has actually become more and more mature. We have built in so many new capabilities over time. And I'm happy to share that with you. So one of the things that, my team has been working towards is building a production grade platform for VMware workloads. And towards that end, one of the key things that we have worked on is closely integrating our service on top of Oracle's next generation of infrastructure as a service platform called Oracle Cloud Infrastructure. And given all the engineering effort that has gone in to bring Revelo on Oracle Cloud Infrastructure, I'm very happy to share that we have enabled several key things that make it an excellent platform for production workloads. For example, with the key end-to-end stack integration that we have done on top of Oracle Infrastructure, being able to run our hypervisor HVX directly on top of a bare metal host as a type 1 hypervisor, and also run it in a nested virtualization mode with hardware assist features, we are able to offer 14 times better performance than we used to offer before. So that's a 1400% performance boost. That's really serious stuff, as you can imagine. In addition to that, we are also able to offer much bigger virtual machines, so that enterprises are able to scale their virtual machines all the way up to 32 vCPUs per VM. So again, that's a key requirement in most enterprises. People also want to run their mission critical workloads, so they need high availability constructs in place, and we have also enabled things like availability groups that essentially enables our customers to achieve service resiliency by running their failover pairs of their mission-critical applications on different availability domains. Our customers are able to horizontally scale their applications to thousands of VMs per application as well. And in addition to that, many of our customers want to leverage the ability to run their VMware virtual machines in conjunction with some additional Oracle Cloud Infrastructure, IaaS, and PaaS services as an example, you know, many of our customers want to run their web and the app tier, which is VMware virtualized on Revelo, but tied back to a bare metal host, which is running Oracle Database for higher performance. And we have been able to build an internal network integration between Revelo and OCI to OCI native services to achieve similar goals. So because of all the serious engineering work that has been done in the last couple of years, we are able to go after a wider variety of use cases that we focused on earlier.
So I listen to what you're saying, and a lot of times you talk about your customers. What are your normal customers? So what kind line of business is mostly working with Oracle Revelo on developing these kind of services?
Right. So, you know, broadly speaking, I would say that our customer base can be divided into two different segments. One would be, software development companies, which actually develop VMware virtualized software appliances. Mm-hmm. You know, think of them as ISVs, and they utilize our platform for a variety of things, such as dev test, such as for doing training for their end users partners, such as for doing proof of concepts for their own customers, right? So that's one area where we have done very well, in terms of penetrating the market and gaining customers. These are very technologically savvy customers, as you can imagine. Mm-hmm. In addition to that, given all the new capabilities that we have built in, which helps us tap into regular enterprises that are running VMware workloads and running different types of applications, has been another area where we have been able to make some very serious inroads. Think of these as either customers that are running an Oracle application, say, you know, eBusiness Suite or PeopleSoft or JD Edwards or a third-party application in their enterprise. And, you know, they want to either do dev test of this application on the cloud, or they want to actually get out of their data center and move this application completely into the cloud. And we have been able to get enterprises, you know, which are sort of in the process of doing so to be our customers as well.
Okay, and so on one side you have the customers, on the other side, where a lot of people listening to this podcast and probably a lot of people know you guys from is the VXpert thing. You give the VXperts where they can build their own environments during a month of where they get a couple of hours that they can use to see what they can do with your product. I've always really liked the concept of doing things like that. Is that still something you're doing at the time? Is that something you're going to expand to other things as well? Is that where you get customers from also? Is that, can you tell us a little bit more about that as well?
Absolutely. So we are definitely continuing with our VXperts program, which gives all the VXperts access to a free Revelo account where they can, you know, build new things, try out new things, and we are definitely, you know, completely going to continue with that as we have in past. In addition to that, we are actually expanding that program. We have started a new community call, once a month, where we showcase either new things that other VXperts have done or some things that we have done on that might be of interest to VXperts. So we have been having a couple of those calls. We have already, I think, had two of those calls in the last 2 months, and we are going to continue with that as well. Mm-hmm. So yeah, absolutely, that is an investment that we made very early on, and we want to continue with that because frankly we get excellent feedback from the VXpert community. It's the product feedback that we want to here and take into account as we develop the next set of key functionality. As far as, you know, getting opportunities and new customers is concerned, that, of course, is also a good side outcome to that.
Yeah.
We definitely have onboarded many customers in financial services sectors and manufacturing sectors who are coming from the VXpert channels as well. So definitely, that's also a side benefit to us. But I think the key reason why we have been doing and engaging with the VXpert community is to basically get their feedback in terms of how we are doing as a platform and get their perspective on what are the new things that we should be building into our platform that addresses the needs.
Yeah, so one of the things you were talking before was about, improvements you've been making to HVX, because I remember in the early days of Revelo, when you were still in kind of a startup, we were able to leverage the product, but there was no nested virtualization with hardware extensions. There was no HVX running on bare metal. And I mean, as you were saying before, you've gone to considerable improvements. So some of the cases you were pointing before were kind of dev environment, test environments, people building environment for schools and so on. But with the level of performance you've achieved now, you're really able to compete with an on-premises environment. So are you seeing a lift and shift? I mean, companies deciding that they are going to move some of their workloads from their data centers to Oracle Revelo solution, service. Is it something which is becoming a reality now, or is it something that is not yet, mainstream?
No, absolutely. We are getting a ton of opportunities and customers that utilizing us to move to the cloud, move to Oracle Cloud Infrastructure. As you rightly pointed out, we have made some very big improvements to our hypervisor HVX, where we are able to run it as a Typhon hypervisor directly on a bare metal host, or leverage the virtualization extensions to do the nested virtualization in hardware on Oracle Cloud Infrastructure. And this end-to-end stack integration has really given us the performance boost that essentially helps us perform better than compared to what many enterprises have on-premise. You have to sort of also understand that Oracle Cloud Infrastructure is also the generation 2 of the infrastructure as a service from Oracle. So the bare metal hosts that we are running on are themselves also the next generation and faster performing compared to what most enterprises would have in their data center. So coupled with the hardware performance that comes with the OCI own cloud and running a very highly optimized HVX, which is vertically integrated with that stack on top of it, definitely gives us a ton of better performance, which really helps knock out whatever customers are getting on-prem and makes a good case for them to sort of move to cloud with Revelo with Revelo.
So one of the things I was thinking when I was hearing you talking about what you've been doing, the improvements and all, and the kind of integration, all the gateways you've been building, especially in terms of networking, you're able to have network connectivity between an environment contained in Oracle Revelo and be able to leverage or link that with other services which are running on Oracle Cloud Infrastructure. So in a way, am I right to kind of consider that Oracle Revelo is a kind of gateway for traditional VMware shops into Oracle Cloud Infrastructure, or is it something which is kind of still a bit separate?
No, absolutely. We are very tightly integrated with Oracle Cloud Infrastructure at this point in time. And essentially, our broader strategy as a cloud provider is to enable, all sorts of different workloads to move to the cloud. If you are a new company which is starting out with, newest generation of technologies, say, for example, you're building your applications on containers, Kubernetes, we actually support that as a cloud. If you're looking for some very high performance to run very high performance workloads, we have bare metal service as a part of Oracle Cloud Infrastructure, where you can run run those workloads directly on a bare metal host. And of course, for virtual machines that you know many enterprises have in their data center, if it's VMware virtualized, Revelo provides that solution as well. So essentially, if you think about it, with Revelo, you know, we are able to complete the spectrum of different options for the customer to bring their workloads with, no matter you know. What type of virtualization platform you have, what type of technology you're running on, whether it's you know cloud native or something that you use to run in your data center, essentially we are able to support the entire spectrum.
I'm not totally up to speed with OCI, with the whole cloud infrastructure thing that Oracle is doing at the moment. But do I understand it right when I say that Oracle Revelo is kind of an entry point to broaden the Oracle Cloud ecosystem? Or is that not how I should look at it?
No, it's definitely you know Oracle Cloud Infrastructure is has a you know many different services, and just maybe if I can spend 2 minutes explaining what OCI is, you know it's essentially the next generation of our IaaS platform, which was built for enterprise, you know with enterprises needs in mind, and it comes baked in with very flexible, high scale, high bandwidth network that connects these cloud servers to a very high performance local block and object storage to offer you know better performance SLAs, and we offer native VM service, we offer a bare metal service, we offer PaaS services, network services, you know, such things like load balancer as a service, Fast Connect, VPN as a service. Now, in order for enterprises to be able to leverage this this really powerful built for enterprises cloud infrastructure, we needed to ensure that their journey from their data center to this cloud was very seamless. Now, we also recognize that a lot of these workloads in data centers today run on VMware. So essentially, with Revelo on Oracle Cloud Infrastructure, enterprises are able to make that journey seamless to take whatever VMware workloads that they have on-premise and run it on OCI in an accelerated fashion.
I understand what you're saying. My next question would be: okay, I understand what you're saying. The thing I'm missing, and maybe that's where OCI is also good at, and they can leverage that as well, is the companies I'm talking to and the companies I'm working with are never going to go all out on IaaS in a cloud environment with Oracle. So they will always keep their own environments on premise. Is that something I can leverage with OCI as well? Do I have to look at it as a cloud management platform? What's the catch on that?
And, right. And maybe if I can just say a word on top of what Aaron was saying, because I had kind of the same question. I was thinking about, for example, what one of your competitors, we can say the name Microsoft, they're probably not going to eat us, are doing, right? They have developed this solution, Azure, and they have somehow kind of extended Azure from the cloud into the data center. So I don't know if it's the same as Aaron was thinking in his question, but I was also thinking, is Oracle trying to do something which kind of bridges the gap between on-premises and off-premises? I mean, kind of bridging the gap between private cloud and public cloud in a way, like kind of a hybrid solution, if I can say it that way.
Right. No, absolutely. So, you know, with the Oracle Cloud Infrastructure, you have a couple of different options, right? You can have a hybrid cloud approach where you run some of your workloads on Oracle Cloud Infrastructure and have it tied back to your on-prem data center, and you know, basically have the two coexist together. That's certainly one of the options that we support. You know, you can have a fast connectivity between your tenancy that you have on OCI connected back to your data center to leverage this sort of an experience. I'm not sure if you knew this, but you know, Oracle also supports this thing called Cloud at Customer, which is essentially you know, the same machines that we are using in our own cloud data centers. You can basically have one of these run in your own on-prem data center, and that way you have that seamless experience of Oracle Cloud, but with the you know, peace of mind that it's actually running in your own data center. Because if you are sort of, you know, if you're in a specific segment of vertical of the market and you have certain compliance restrictions to align with, and you definitely cannot let these workloads run off-premise, we support that capability as well. So in a sense, you know, we support both the modes. And if you have a if you want to go hybrid, we can make that happen. If you want to essentially have our Oracle Cloud experience in your own data center, we can support that too. Or if you want to move your you know, specific applications completely to Oracle Cloud infrastructure, we can accommodate that as well.
Okay, cool. So I still have to grasp what's essentially going on. With some, how about automation, orchestration, and all that kind of things? Is there some overlaying piece of software that binds it all together, or how do I look at that?
Yeah, so Revelo already supports a very rich set of REST APIs that if you want, you can utilize to integrate with an orchestration solution that you already have in place. We have had some folks actually try out VRA in conjunction with our PowerShell and REST APIs to do the same. We also have a pretty good orchestration capabilities as a part of our management portal as well. So if the customers don't want to, you know, do something on their own, they want to leverage what we already have in place, you can do that too. In terms of automation, and specifically, you know, when it comes to development testing, a lot of the companies want to, embrace continuous integration, continuous development, and need automation in that regard. And again, we have customers who have essentially integrated Revelo as a part of their CI/CD environment with, you know, Chef, Jenkins, Ansible in the mix. We actually do our own development on Revelo as well in a similar fashion. So we actually drink our own champagne in that regard. So we see that sort of a use case come up all the time. And again, we have the REST APIs to support that. And the reason why, again, you know, we built our platform with those rich set of REST APIs is because we started drinking our own champagne first. So we realized what would our customers need.
Yeah, one thing I was thinking about, because you were saying, you know, that you have these REST APIs, and also, let's imagine I'm a customer which is thinking about moving to Revelo or to leveraged service. Can I reach out to someone to kind of get started, to get some help about how to start setting up the environment? Or, I mean, I suppose it's intuitive. I've been using Revelo in the past, and I remember it was really easy to use, really great to set up things visually and all. But if I'm doing that as a part of a larger project, and probably would like to get a hand, right? So can we reach out to some of your consultants, or how does it work?
Absolutely. So the best way to get started with Revelo is actually, you know, going to our website, cloud.oracle.com/Revelo, and, you know, sign up for a free trial. That gives you an easy entry into a Revelo account. And once you log into your Revelo account, there's a very nice wizard that walks you through some of the basic functionality in terms of how to get an environment, up and running and moved over from an on-prem environment to cloud with Revelo. In addition to that, we have ton of tutorials and educational material as a part of Oracle University that you have access to learn more. And of course, if you run into any issues, you can always reach out to us in the product management team here at Oracle Revelo, and we can get on a call to assist you with your specific needs. So you have many different, you know, set of resources available at your disposal to get started.
And I think I was kind of reminded, because as I said, I use the service in the past, there are probably a lot of VXperts which have been writing a lot of articles about how they do things in Revelo, right? So probably if you look at some of the bloggers, if you look on Google, you put in Revelo VXpert, you're probably going to find a lot of resources online. And maybe here I'm just gonna say that we had Revelo presenting at Tech Unplugged New York, our first conference this year. And Simon Law, your colleague, was doing a great session. And we have the video recording, which is on our website. It's actually on our YouTube. And if you look for Tech Unplugged on YouTube, or you go to techunplugged.io and you look at our YouTube links, you should be able to see the video of Simon Law presenting. So, yeah, just wanted to point that out.
Right. Absolutely. And that's a great one.
I think... we should wrap it up with that as well. Abhi, I want to thank you for a great talk. You already mentioned all the great things we can look at when this is done. And thank you for being at the podcast.
No, thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
Okay, fantastic. Yep. Thank you all. Thank you, Abhi, and thank you, Ariane. And we're going to wrap it up this way. And check us out on the podcast and our website. And check out the video with Revelo. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And have a good rest of the day. Bye-bye.